This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday, the first woman ever to do so. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened the ceremony.
It is with profound sorrow and deep sympathy to the Ginsburg family that I have the high honor to welcome Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to lie in state.
Rabbi Lauren Holzblatt said it's up to others now to rise up and move forward.
She was our prophet, our North Star, our strength for so very long. Now she must be permitted to rest after toiling so hard for every single one of us.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President Donald Trump has said he will announce his choice to replace Ginsburg on Saturday. CNN is reporting he has chosen Judge Amy Coney Barrett, a 48-year-old Circuit Court of Appeals judge known for her conservative religious views. A federal judge has stopped the 2020 census from wrapping up at the end of this month. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
U.S. District Judge Lucy Coe has ruled the once-a-decade count of every U.S. resident must continue through the end of October. Coe heard arguments from attorneys for the Census Bureau and attorneys for civil rights groups and local governments who had sued the Bureau, arguing that stopping the census at the end of September would undercount residents in minority and hard-to-count communities. The judge said any inaccuracies caused by a shortened schedule would affect the distribution of federal funding and political representation. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is VOA News.